Jello Biafra. What would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, ladies and shitheads. My name is Dan Patronillo. This is Skid Row Studios, and you're listening to A Pint of Cacophony. What's up, Alex?
Hey, man.
How you doing?
Good, dude.
We got such a cool show. It's like double loaded, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're covering the burger review that we went to on Tuesday.
So good.
We're covering Not in the Face. It's going to be good stuff, but...
Not in the Face.
Oh, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that? Oh, that's Jessica.
Oh, Jessica's here.
What's I'm up, like Jessica? Half napping in the corner.
It's all good, because me and Alex prepared something hidden. This is Welcome to Dan and Alex's Theater.
Yes, first time ever.
We're going to bring you high-class movies, but we're going to swap out all the actors.
That's what we plan to do.
Today we're doing Pretty Woman.
Do you like that movie, Jessica?
I love that movie.
Oh, you're going to love this.
Julia Roberts
hey, hold
is
on.
America's sweetheart.
Guess if I like that movie.
I'm sure you hate that movie.
Guess if I like Julia Roberts.
You probably hate her too.
Is that all true?
I'm going to be playing the part of Julia Roberts as Sean Connery.
And I will be Richard Gere as Jack Nicholson.
Oh my God, this sounds terrible
already. Hit the music. All right, so this is the scene at the end at the hotel, right?
Yes.
Where Richard's running up. Let's do it.
Here we go. You ready, Jessica?
It's not a hotel, it's her apartment, FYI. Just saying.
Vivian! Vivian! Princess Vivian!
Come on.
Come down.
Jared's laughing back here.
I know.
Vivian, okay. Come down. Had to be the floor.
Had to be the top floor.
This is you wrote it wrong, dude.
This is
you
the
wrote
worst this. Movie ever.
Had to be the top floor, right? You put two. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
It's the best.
So what happened after? He climbed up the tower and rescued her?
She rescues him back.
Ew, what? You stop it.
End of scene.
I hate both of you right now.
Please, don't hurt me.
I'm not gonna hurt you.
Stay away from me.
Wendy, darling, light of my life. I'm not gonna hurt you. You didn't let me finish my sentence. I said, I'm not gonna hurt you. I'm going to bash your brain in. Gonna bash him right the fucking, but not in the face.
Welcome to Burger Records, home of the records. Can I take your order?
Dude, I had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fuque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. This is Skid Row Studios. That was Cuddy Flam doing See Me Writing and Not in the Face doing Brass Tacks at the beginning there. Just want to give a shout out and thank you to Cuddy Flam for getting us into the Burger Review on Tuesday. That was July 1st. Earlier this week at the Observatory in Orange County. The Burger Review was amazing, wasn't it, Alex?
Yes, it was something unreal, something I've never experienced before.
The lineup was, okay, so like here we go. Ronnie Spector from the Ronettes.
Yes.
The OCs, King Kong and the Shrines, Nick Waterhouse, Summer Twins, Mystic Braves, Cuddy Flam, Vicky and the Vengeance, and so many more bands.
It was insane.
It was the coolest experience ever. So we were driving, me and Alex went together.
Yeah, it was in Santa Ana at the Observatory, if you guys have never been there. It's a good venue.
It's a drive for us, but we're like, let's do this. We listened to the Grateful Dead the whole way out. We had a little bro bonding session.
We had a moment.
We had many moments the whole night. But we pull into the parking lot, and first off, we're upset because we had to pay for parking.
Yeah, so we go into the parking lot, and it's $10 for parking. I mean, come on, 10 bucks? But whatever. So we stop to make a left turn, and all of a sudden, me and Dan are, you know, kind of...
grooving to music and talking.
And all of a sudden, a car hits me. It hits my bumper.
We get a little whiplash.
Yeah, so we pull off to the side, and I get out of my car. I'm like, who the hell? What the fuck, dude?
No, we got out, like, ready to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Like, who's this dick?
And so the guy gets out of the car and he's like this little short, white,
skinny nice,
dude. Cool. Yeah, he looks really cool. Nice. And he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And
we looked at the bumper. It was
Alex's
like
heart broke.
A little tiny, tiny scratch. So,
and then we had a moment, and he was just like, "Hey, when we get in, I'll buy you beers. Everything's gonna be fine."
And that, and we parted ways. And then we meet up with Cuddy Flam, and there's that guy again. He's saying hi to Cuddy Flam. Turns out his name's Orchard. Hey, Orchard.
Yeah, what's up, Orchard? You work over at Pizza Party Music. Who would have thunk?
Who would have thought? We all knew each other. We all got backstage, and he's there, too. We're drinking beer. We have a good moment. We became friends at the end of the night. It was pretty nice.
Except the whole night, I was yelling at him, "You hit our fucking car," at random moments.
That's what started the conversations everywhere else. You know, "This motherfucker hit my car."
It was good stuff. But we got backstage, and we had our stupid mixer in the laptop, and we were trying to get set up and find an outlet. And we finally found, like, an outlet, but on the inside. And the observatory was so gracious to us, like, helping.
Yeah, we thought we were going to get kicked out.
Yeah, with all the gear we brought.
The whole time we were there, I'm like, "Dan, we're not going to do this. This is not going to happen." And Dan, you know, have some faith, man.
I calmed you down the whole time, you nervous Nancy.
I am. I'm a nervous Nancy.
So the security guards and Cuddy from Cuddy Flam helped us get a cord. And I just remember taping it down. And one of my favorite new, like, rock and roll moments is just... I mean, we already knew Ronnie Spector was playing. At best, we're like, we get to watch her, which is amazing.
I thought she was there.
Yeah, she wasn't there yet. And I'm sitting there like putting gaff tape down on this extension cord, and then the gate opens up backstage. It's like g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g-g. And this limo pulls in, and all the security runs up with all these walkies and stuff.
Yeah.
And she comes out with like this posse around her, like
four security guards.
Yeah, four security guards just in a circle around her, like the Secret Service. And I'm sitting there taping this the cord down that we need to run our gear, and she's coming our way, and the security guard looks at me, grabs my cord, and just peels the whole thing up. All that, like, 20 minutes of work I just did. And he's like, "Sorry, Ronnie's coming." And I'm like, "It's cool, man." See? And I got up, and she walked in, and it was, I don't know, it was like this wind passed. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, "Oh, my God, Ronnie's here." And I don't think I've ever felt that before, honestly.
Exactly. See, I didn't see that happen. I didn't see the security guard pull the tape out because I saw Ronnie Spector get out of the car, and I couldn't turn my head. I just kept looking, and I hear everybody, "Ronnie, Ronnie. Oh, my God, it's Ronnie.
You know, what was really awesome was Vicky from Vicky and the Vengeance ran up. It was like, "Ronnie, we love you." And she turned around and was like, "Vicky, we love you, too." And I was like, "That's so cool."
Yeah, I was standing right next to her. Right next to Vicky. I'm like, "Holy shit, she knows you."
That's badass.
Yeah.
Totally a good moment. And her voice hasn't changed. She played that night and was absolutely amazing. And I was in there for Be My Baby, and I couldn't even believe it. And just, we're going to go and do it.
Yeah, my favorite song from Ronnie Spector that night was Back to Black from the cover, the Amy Winehouse cover. That was pretty good.
It was. She covered Johnny Thunders, too, and it was amazing. But we got to hear Be My Baby. Those intro drums, when they kicked in, the house came down. It was amazing. This is a Pint of Cacophony.
First of all, Rat, you never let on how much you like a girl. Oh, Cuddy Flam, hi. Two, you always call the shots. Froth, kiss me. You won't regret it. Now three, act like wherever you are, that's the place to be. Isn't this great, King Khan? Four, when ordering food, you find out what she wants, then order for the both of you. It's a classy move. The Summer Twins will have the linguine and white clam sauce and a Coke with no ice. And five, now this is the most important, Rat. When it comes down to making out, whenever possible, put on side one of any of Burger Records tapes.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. That was the Ronettes doing Be My Baby. It just...
Just a classic.
Oh, man, my eyes are watering from remembering watching her do it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get to see that song.
Oh, why is that, Alex?
Because, okay, so the thing was, we had our equipment there in a random couch in the backstage, and, you know, we couldn't leave. I had my MacBook there, had all my stuff.
A mixer,
everything.
A couple expensive microphones.
We couldn't go see the bands we wanted at the same time, because obviously someone has to stay there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And what songs did you see from Ronnie?
Okay, the ones that stand out to me that I absolutely remember was Can't Put Your Arms Around a Memory, the Johnny Thunders to cover, and then Be My Baby. It was excellent stuff.
Yeah, I just saw Back to Black, I think.
Yeah.
And I saw, you know, here and there, but I didn't really get to see her, but, you know.
Because we were taking shifts all night.
Yeah, that's what it was. And
the part that got us the best was, like, when the OCs came on.
Yeah.
And Alex was in there, and I was out back, like, mingling. I was hanging out with the guys from Bodegas and Cuddy Flam. Mischief was back there. All these bands we play, it was so cool just to, like, party with everybody back there.
Yeah.
And he came out, and he's like, oh, my God, it was so cool. And then we swapped, and I was in there, and I got in the pit, and it was absolutely amazing.
And we said, I told you, two songs and then come back. And you were
he was
gone
begging for, me so
you
bad.
You were there so long. So I texted you. I said, come back. With an exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
That exclamation point should have said, you know, come back. And then
I read it.
And then you text me, you come back.
Because I was in the mosh pit and I wasn't leaving. It was too good. It was, the OCs were, they brought the, I can't even.
That was your first time seeing this.
Yeah, it was my very first time seeing them. And I didn't want to leave.
Okay, so then I go.
Mm-hmm.
And then.
when you went, I was backstage and everybody was inside watching the OC. So I was sitting there by myself.
Yeah.
Going like, why am I, what the hell?
So you text me, dude, like 5 minutes. And I saw it and I didn't respond. And then I get another text, please, I'll lick your balls.
And you came running.
And I came running.
You came running.
That's true. I was there rather quickly.
The OCs were amazing at Burger Review.
Yeah,
this is the OCs doing Toe Cutter, Thumb Buster. Amazing.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah? Burger Records.
back memories.
Oh, God. Was anybody else just swaying?
I was rocking out over here. Do people say rock out anymore?
Rock out? I think it's okay to say rock out.
Okay.
Dude, I got so infected at the show.
I was rocking out, bro.
You're listening to A Pint of Cacophony. Thanks, Cheyenne. You're listening to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Patronillo. That was the OCs doing Toe Cutter, Thumb Buster. They were so amazing at Burger Review. But hanging out backstage, one of the coolest things that I saw, I was just like, you know, we first off, like, we shot hoops with bodegas.
Yeah, we balled them up.
Yeah, there's free beer.
Yeah.
First off, and everybody was so willing to talk. And King Kong from King Kong and the Trines was back there, and they are the ones who stole that show that night, I think, 100%.
Yeah, I think they were the best act that night.
I haven't seen a show that, it was like Otis Redding on acid.
Yes, that's a very good way to
say it. No, think about the show, it was Otis Redding on acid.
Yeah.
With a little bit of Gigi Allen.
Yes, because I saw some pretty, you know, I've seen King Kong before with King Kong Barbecue Show.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're pretty out there, but King Kong and the Shrines were, they had choreography.
They have a whole horn section.
Yeah.
And you know that iconic footage of, like, Iggy Pop out in the crowd doing that stance and pointing and singing.
Yes.
And the crowd is holding him up and he's standing straight up. So that was happening all night with the whole fucking horn section.
Yeah.
They were, like, in the crowd standing and playing while King Kong's up on the monitors doing his thing. But we're taking shifts. Mm-hmm. And Alex saw the first part of one of the most amazing things that happened tonight.
I saw him strip. I saw him take all his clothes off. But, you know, the one thing that did get me, he had the crowd on the floor, man.
Yeah, he brought everybody down.
He brought everybody down, and then he conducted them pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, that gave me goosebumps. But I saw him take off his shirt. I saw him take off his pants. I saw him wiggle his butt.
The whole time, though, he kept on he had, like, an Indian feather head, what is it?
That
the
never,
head chief thing.
Yeah, that
it never came off.
No.
So we swapped, and I get in, and I see him in his underwear. And I'm like, oh, what the hell did I miss? And he's still rocking out. I'm like, you know, I don't care if I'm working, I'm getting back in the pit. And I squeezed my way in there, and I was just dancing the whole time. And he turns around, pulls his pants down, and I got pictures of this, King Kong's bare ass. He turns around, and he's singing, and he takes that microphone and just sticks it right up his ass. It was awesome.
The OCs were up after, right?
Yeah, I mean, you think they shared the same microphone?
Probably. I would have doubted it. And John Dwyer, he's famous for putting that microphone in his mouth, so.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
Oh.
At least he didn't rub it on his eyes. We could have had some serious pink eye that night.
Yeah, that's true.
So at the end of the night, King Kong ended up sitting down with us, and we had a little bit of a conversation. Here's a bit of it, talking about some shows.
Yeah, I played a show in Mexico City with King Kong Barbecue.
Hell yeah!
And there was a kid. It was one of the most violent shows we ever played. It was like a fucking. It was an eruption, and they destroyed all the barriers, and the kids were on stage with us and stuff, and. This kid came up to me afterwards, this, like, Mexican kid. He was, like, 25 or something like that. And he was like, man, you know, you had the soundtrack of my life. I've been listening to, like, Spaceships and King Kong Barbecue and the Shrines and everything. I love you. And this dude had such severe pink eye. Like, his eyes were, like, fucking, like, covered in fucking mustard or something, you know. And I was, like, I was afraid to shake his hand, so I was just like, thanks, buddy. And, like, I gave him a good, like, wink. And I didn't get infected.
You didn't get infected. You're safe.
I'm not safe, I'm protected. Because you know what, if you follow your dreams properly, and if you let the gods, you know, if you let the gods
manifest
show you that,
manifest
your destiny, alter your destiny, and once you do that, like Sun Ra did, you know, then you'll find the true universe.
Another beautiful thing about sitting there with King Kong that at that moment was Lee Ricard from one of the co-founders of Burger Records was actually sitting there with us having the same conversation. And he had some really, really nice things to say about us.
And today you're preaching the power of intention, which is very magical.
What Burger is all about.
Exactly. And I thought that was very moving. And it was not the first time that I cried tonight. Ronnie made me cry.
Be My Baby, Oh My God.
For me, it was the Johnny Thunders cover.
Can't
wrap your arms around memory.
Yeah.
It was the tail end when she said, Joey, I miss you or I love you.
Yeah,
and that's what made me feel like it real. Like, I feel like I knew Joey.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. It's like when you follow your dreams, even if you're from Forest Hills in fucking New York City, And then Ronnie Spector is singing your songs like whatever 40 years later.
Many years later.
That's what immortality is, and that's what rock and roll is, and that's what
kids makes it not timeless.
You know what? Like, just believe in what the sound that you're making, because if it's good enough, then people in Spain and people in Europe and all over the world will want you to come out. And now with the internet and things like that, you know, kids are hungry for it. You know, I played in Jakarta, I played in Malaysia, and those kids love psychedelic music. They love rock and roll, but they love music that's a revolutionary. You know, not a bullshit throwback and not an imitation of. You got to be real.
Yeah, sincere, passionate, and teen music. The teen scene has always been unthought out and just uninhibited and free spirited and freaky and weird, and that's what this is all about.
I played with him years ago in Orange County,
Anaheim, California.
Anaheim, California. You know, and I never imagined the revolution that this man started. You know, with Burger Records, and I'm very proud to be a part of that. And I hope that kids out there understand that, you know. At one point, you know, imitation is, you know, a high form of flattery. Yeah. But then you have to take it to a next level, you know. And I want to see the next Darby crash. That's what I want. I want to see the next fucking Darby crash.
Hell yeah.
But doesn't die right away, right? It doesn't overdose like Darby crash.
But it doesn't even have to be Darby crash. It's like, be whoever you are. But it's like the star power, it's the self-belief system.
A lot of us were born puzzled panthers, you know.
Yeah.
He was a little Black Panther.
Give me a beer. What's
he wanted a beer.
Yeah, Lee. Just wanted to say a big thank you to Lee and Sean at Burger Records and everybody at the Observatory for helping us and being so gracious to us and accommodating. And even Cuddy, who helped us get the power cord that we needed, that the night wouldn't have even been possible without. You guys are the best, Kenny Flam. I appreciate everything you do for us. You're our lovers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We also have another clip from King Khan.
Yeah, we had one last question for him.
What's your favorite sexual position?
I invented one.
What is it?
I haven't tried it yet, but it's called the Liberty Bell, and it's for homophobic people, because it seems that a lot of America doesn't understand that homosexuality is completely natural. And so it's called Liberty Bell. So homophobic people, I want you guys to go to the bathroom and then go to the urinal and then look at the guy next to you and ask him if you can tinkle at the end of his urinational experience. And it's called Liberty Bell because it liberates your homophobia, and it also... makes a nice sound. A little ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Thank you guys at Burger Records again and the Observatory and everybody that had gave us the time and, you know, the concentration to actually talk to us during all that chaos that was happening.
Yeah, we thought that this was not going to happen. We were not going to be allowed
we
back
thought
there.
At best we were going to watch a cool show, but we did not know we were going to interact with this many people, and we're very gracious for that. And here's King Kong and the Shrines doing Stone Soup.
All you brothers out there, this is King Khan, and not even the dog that pisses on the wall of Babylon should escape my rat. You are listening to A Pint of Cacophony with Don Patrinillo, Monday nights.
I need a new-
in the face.
I know.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo, and you're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. You can follow us dirty bastards on Instagram at A Pint of Cacophony and on Twitter at Pint of Cacophony without nope. without the A.
No-uh.
No-uh. There's no-uh on the Twitter.
No-uh.
last week, after the episode with Bodegas, we all ran over, well, me and Alex.
Yeah.
We ran over to the Viper Room. We just sped over there. To barely catch Not in the Face, who we just played doing Say That You Love Me, and at the Viper Room. It was awesome. We sped over there. It was like, we're like bats out of hell.
Yeah, we got there pretty fast. I say like 15 minutes.
Yeah. It took us. Yeah. Yeah, when we found parking, we got in there, and then the bouncer was like, you're on whose guest list? And we're like, Not in the Face. And they're like, they just went off stage. You missed it.
He said it in a kind of...
Yeah, he was like, you can't come in because you missed who you came to see. And we're like... Hold on with the... Whatever. He let us in.
Yeah.
We had a great conversation with them. But what was really cool, like when we walked in, that I had no idea that was even happening that night, was upstairs. Like, we go downstairs, we meet Not in the Face, and then I just hear music. And we went to go find a bathroom and went upstairs to where the stage was. And John Doe from X was playing. And that week, I mean, it was the same week as 4th of July, and I walk up there, and he's playing 4th of July by X. And it was, I don't know, it was kind of surreal.
It was random. I even went up to it. Excuse me, sir.
Remember, like, we're too embarrassed to ask, is that really John Doe?
Yeah.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. That guy on the social shoulder.
Who's that? And he's like, John Doe. Oh,
I knew it. I know. And then we, like, held each other for a second.
Waiting in line for the bathroom.
That was good stuff. But we had an opportunity to talk to Not in the Face that night, and they had a lot of stuff to say. And here we go.
First off, where are you guys from?
Oh, my God. Austin. Like, Austin, not in the Texas. Face.
Sorry, we're having a computer thing. I'm fixing it right now. Keep going. Jessica, right. You want to join in this conversation?
Alex, I'm going to cut off your testicles.
It's the computer, I swear.
Hey, get
it's
your thing. Hey, it's fine. Everybody calm down. We'll play the interview in a second. But it was pretty awesome. They were nice enough to buy us beers. And We had a really good time, and seriously, just standing up there with those guys from Austin, Texas, watching John Doe together and sharing that LA experience was one thing in itself. It was awesome. We got that interview.
We got it.
Hit it.
Here we go.
First off, where are you guys from?
Austin.
Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas.
Yeah, Austin, Texas.
So what's it like being in Los Angeles?
Terrible.
What?
I'm just fucking with you. It's been great so far. We've been here almost 2 weeks now. It's been like a magical trip.
Just hanging out with people from Texas that we know.
It's been really sweet. Like, everybody we've met from here has been just, I mean, it's been great.
Yeah, you know, we were lucky enough to find somebody that just put us up over in Silver Lake for most of a week, and we just spent the time, like, relaxing and jamming and making some acoustic versions of songs we've done before, like, in the living room and entertaining her. Even though we thought it was going to be a burden to her, but it turned out to be okay. Yeah.
And you guys can smoke weed here legally.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, the forecast is very cloudy.
So coming from Austin, like, seeing what LA's like and the music scene, what's the music world like over there compared?
Well, the difference, I think, is that Austin is... Music in Austin is the number one scene, whereas here, acting and movies seems to be the...
It's like entertainment everything.
Yeah, this is the entertainment capital, but mostly they make fucking movies and TV shows here. And then music's also another thing that... But in Austin, there's nothing else but music. You know, there's so many other distracting things, but Austin is basically just fucking rock and roll, just music, just psych rock, just indie rock, just all that stuff. And the whole town is just made of 99% music. And that's, like, I think, to me, the big difference.
You know, all of us have been under multiple times. We love it here, but it's such a fucking huge place that it's hard to answer that question, like, what we think of it, because we've only seen, like, pockets of it.
That's why we decided to stay here for a month.
Yeah. Are you guys here a month?
We're here for a month.
Talk about your residency. What's that looking like? You're here.
It's the first
night. We're a rock and roll band. We're trying to sow our oats. We're trying to, like, make some fans, meet some friends, and, like every other rock and roll band, and we've done touring just like every band does, and it's hard. So we just had this idea, like, maybe instead of just going around to all these places that nobody knows, we'll go to one place and just squat and make some friends and, like, hopefully, like, stir up a little bee's nest if we're lucky, you know, like, meet some people, like, just make a scene, like, see what happens.
I bought a Not in the Face shirt just to be able to rip it off my body.
So, I mean, they obviously pushed you in the direction to be, like, more creative for yourselves. Very like, for...
And not
fine.
Just be happy with whatever we came up with. They were like, no, that could be better.
And sometimes, you know, the first take would be the one we'd end up using, but they were like, well, we had to know. You know, so, like, give us, you know, 10 or 20 different takes. You'd be like, okay, well, that's cool. And then it would end up being the first one.
It was great. I mean, I worked day-to-day with Bob. He really pushed me in form as, like, as far as writing the lyrics and things like that. He would send me other songs to be inspired by. I remember he sent me a Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Oh.
And he was like, he said, it has nothing to do with the song that you're writing. He's like, listen to every word in this song has a purpose. And that's what we're looking for. There's no make-believe in this song. It's every word has a meaning and care. Every single word has weight. And that's what we're looking for.
Hey, what's up? This is JT from Not in the Face, and you're listening to A Pint of Cacophony with Dan.
Is there a line that you can, like, remember that, like, it took a lot of effort to get to? That you just, like, remember, like, oh, God, that took work and revisions. But we got to this, like, fucking phrase that's just so hardcore, like...
Yeah, on the song Pine Curtain, Wes actually came up with the tagline on it. And it was, like, the life you never left behind. And it was, like, the tag and the turnaround. And but we probably had 20 different versions of that. We were like, how about this? Nope. How about this? Nope. How about this? It was literally, you're waiting for that one line that says, that sums up the entire song. You need to know the entire song and everything it believes in and everything it has to say in a few syllables.
That was, I feel like that was the moment where everybody started really, like, hyper-focused. Where it's like, okay, cool. We're all in this together. Doesn't matter if you're a songwriter, doesn't matter if you're a guitar player, doesn't matter if you're a drummer. It's like, we all have a goal that we're trying to accomplish. Fucking throw your ideas in the hat. Whatever sticks, sticks. Whatever does it, you know, you work with it.
Where do we find your music?
We're on Instagram, Twitter. We have a YouTube channel, Not in the Face. We're at nontheface.rocks.com. And there's some really beautiful videos, really sexy scenarios that you can find yourself getting into. Yeah, look at Brass Tacks. We got a new EP out.
The next, at least another week or so, we've got like free downloads and Artist Direct, who's like doing like kind of a tie-in with our SoundCloud. So you can go there and get a track, at least one track for free, and you can listen to all of it.
Or... if you're in the Los Angeles area, we're going to be at the Viper Room for the next two Mondays at 10 p.m.
This is Wes, and you're listening to A Pint of Cacophony with Dan.
Dan, that's me.
Dan.
This is A Pint of Cacophony. This is Skid Row Studios. Just want to say thanks to Not in the Face for taking the time after their residency show at the Viper Room to even talk to us. We hung out for a while.
Yeah, we were there like... maybe an hour or two.
Yeah, and thanks for the beers, guys. Like, you really didn't have to buy us beers, but what about our own? But appreciate the Dales.
Yeah, they were delicious.
They were delicious. And their tour bus is the Ninja Turtle bus. That is just absolutely fucking phenomenal.
It literally says Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles on the side of the bus.
It's pretty badass. We'll post some pictures. But they were talking about that Behind the Pine Curtain song, and we're going to go into that, and that's by Not in the Face on A Pint of Cacophony. And this is the first ballad I think we've ever played.
The very first one, right?
Yeah. But Well Hung Heart, our friends, you know them. We dropped their record here. They're playing in Fullerton, California with Not in the Face, because they're all from Austin, Texas, over the Slide Bar. So that's 8 p.m. free, and it's on Sunday, July 13th. So it's a free show, and you get to catch Well Hung Heart and Not in the Face over at the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
For free.
For free? Get the fuck down there, guys. Let's hear both of them. This is A Pint of Cacophony. But I'm Dan.
Cut! What in the hell do you think you're doing here? This is a closed set.
Piss on you. I'm working for Mel Brooks.
Not in the Face. Thank you.
This hit's funny. Come on, girls.
Carried you off on the shoulders. Now you
feel with time that you just might fade away.
What do you mean I can't take off my sweater? I'm hot!
She was a cornbread. She got a dance bed. And all the physical pain in the morning. They crawled on hands and knees to beat us out of space. But then he lied and lied. And now for a while, give yourself away. How much more can you take? Give yourself away. How much more can you take? He was a cool man.
Happened, man? What's your problem?
Can you believe it? I got fired. I've had this job for years, and out of nowhere they tell me to pack up and leave. I don't get it. I don't deserve this, and I need this income.
Really? That doesn't sound right, man. You need to do something about this. You should get someone to help you fight this.
Imagine losing your job for something out of your control or being harassed at work. In this economy, we depend so heavily on our sources of income. Getting it taken away from us for wrongful reasons is devastating. If you've been wrongfully terminated from your job, call attorney Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center. He'll fight for you. Contact by phone at 626-385-8840 or visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com. Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. We've had a busy day here at Skid Row Studios.
Yeah, it's been busy,
busy
all day.
Busy night.
Yeah.
For you. I've been napping this whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah, she's been napping. It was boys' night, kind of. Yeah.
It was.
Just to turn it around from boys' night.
Jersey Boys.
So Jessica saw Jersey Boys.
Yes,
and then,
I did.
First off, I love Frankie Valli.
So do
and
I.
And the Four Seasons. No, like, yeah, my whole growing up, I've loved all of them. And then I heard that Clint Eastwood, who I also love, was going to make the movie. And I seriously, just hearing that news way back, lost my shit.
Yeah.
And then this happened, and we both saw it in the same week. I feel like you had a better experience just because Miss Fancy Pants. Where'd you see that movie?
I saw it at the Lemley. What do you mean, Miss Fancy Pants?
She saw it at the Lemley.
The Lemley. It's by Fancy. My house. Good old NoHo Lemley. I think, what is it, 7, 12? I don't know the number.
Oh.
But, yeah, no, I walked down to my local movie theater. I saw it. And then when I was done, I know, like, it's the 1950s, my local theater.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
And then I texted Dan saying, oh, my gosh.
This was the same day that I was at the gas station on the way to leave for Burger Review.
That's right.
And then you texted me that.
Yeah. So, and I pretty much told him, he's like, how was it? And my response was, you'll jizz all over yourself. And I think that's what happened when he went to go see it.
When his daughter died.
I know you too well.
It's just too many moments for me.
Yeah.
It was good stuff.
I saw Hard Day's Night.
Fuck you.
Just
no
fuck
you.
Fuck you, Alex. Nobody gives a shit about Hard Day's Night. Nobody gives a shit.
That's not true.
Nobody gives a shit. Oh, hold on a second. Frankie's fucking telling us something. Because nobody gives a shit about Hard Day's Night.
Excuse me, I do not condone that.
Shut!
Cheyenne, get in here. Here we go.
I'm here. Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. You'll be like heaven to touch.
Sorry.
I want to hold you. At last, love has arrived. Where's my band?
And
I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak.
I'm gonna bump this.
Bump it, yeah, bring it up. It's gonna hit right now. This is the payoff. Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off of you.
Oh, guys, here it comes.
I love you, baby. And if it's quite alright, I need you, baby. To do all the lonely nights, I love you, baby. Trust in me when I say, oh, pretty baby. Come bring it on, I'm real pretty, baby. Now that I found you, say, let me love.
For listening.
Now that we butchered that song.
Oh, tune in next Monday. We've got the
no one's gonna listen. Oh
god, I know. We got the founders of Under the Gun Records coming in next Monday, and the week after that, Mr. Chuck Tukowski. Follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter, follow us on Facebook. We're on iTunes, just find us. We're a Pint of Cacophony. Just fucking find us. Good night, guys.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.
Listen to Skid Row Studios anytime, anywhere with the Skid Row iPhone app for your smartphone.
Skid Row Studios.
Real internet radio.
What's up, loved ones?